This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on Saturday on its promise to hand power back to civilians after mounting pressure from neighboring countries in the weeks since it overthrew its leader. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The opposition coalition of civil and religious leaders has demanded that the military rulers give it a role in the transition to civilian rule, but was not invited for the transition talks last Saturday. It was then included in the rescheduled talks, along with political parties, former rebels, unions, civil society organizations, and media representatives. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that four more countries have agreed to run late-stage human tests of their coronavirus vaccine candidates. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president Zhang Yuntao said its phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. He added that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccine. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades its manufacturing techniques. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals from two other countries for phase three trials.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Hundreds of people showed up in the center of Rome to demonstrate against the Italian government's measures to counter the spread of COVID-19. The nation's overall rate of transmission of the virus by infected persons has been creeping upward. With nearly 1,700 more cases reported Saturday, Italy has now confirmed more than 276,000 coronavirus infections in the pandemic. President Donald Trump has directed the Office of Management and Budget to crack down on federal agencies' anti-racism training sessions, calling them divisive anti-American propaganda. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The OMB director sent a letter Friday to executive branch agencies directing them to identify spending related to any training on critical race theory, white privilege, or any other material that teaches or suggests that the U.S. or any race or ethnicity is inherently racist or evil. President Trump has spent much of the summer defending the display of the Confederate flag and monuments of Civil War rebels from protesters seeking their removal in what he calls a culture war ahead of the November 3rd election. I'm Julie Walker.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday warned Greece to enter talks over disputed Eastern Mediterranean territorial claims. Ankara is currently facing off against Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas exploration rights in the Eastern Mediterranean. All sides have deployed naval and air forces to assert their competing claims in the region. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA VOA 1. The best music. The best music. Today. Now.
You hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in. Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Cause this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Within the past, knowing we are the youth, caught into the beast, out of world without the peace, face a bit of the truth.
Imagine Dragons and Natural. My name is Larry London. Thank you for joining us for another hour of the hits coming your way here on VOA 1. Taylor Swift is up next. Taylor, all kinds of records. She has set and broken all kinds of records. She's the first female artist, solo artist, in VMA, MTV VMA history to win the Best Direction Award. So congratulations to Taylor Swift on that. And her album Folklore has now spent the, she's tied the most weeks at number one on the Billboard album charts with her Folklore album, which has now been number one on the charts since, get this one, July 14th. Yay! That's amazing. So congratulations to her. She's tied the chart record for that. And that is with the new album, which is called Folklore. Not only that, there is a brand new song that is posted on the internet. It's Cardi B's WAP song, although there's a mashup with Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me mixed in to WAP. So it's kind of different. Here's Taylor Swift, Lover, on VOA 1.
I've known you 20 seconds, 20 years. lover. We could let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place. We make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. I've loved you three summers now, honey, but I want them all.
Right here, VOA. One.
Big Draco, three more millions when you ask how my day go. Put up a phone, not a blueberry fango. One false
Mosey Blueberry Faygo. This is VOA 1 The Hits. I'm Larry London. Go to Facebook.com/VOA 1 The Hits and complete the Corona check-in question of the day. Here are the guys in Surfaces with Sunday Best.
The challenge, all you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay, it's okay. Up and nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. Sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away.
pushing, you pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I give and I give and I give and you take, giving you take. You're running around and I'm running away from you, from you.
Best music now. VOA 1.
I'm done hating myself for feeling. I'm done crying myself away. I gotta leave and start the healing. Stay.
Just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's I guess I could try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain. Cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, tell myself, tell myself, draw the line. And I do, I do. But once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you. 2 years and just like that, my head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean.
This is VOA1. Katy Perry's new album is called Smile. And her new baby daughter's name is Daisy Dove Bloom. She just posted some photos on social media of her post-birth body, showing off what she looks like now that she has given birth. I know that it wasn't an easy pregnancy for Katy. She always said she felt bloated and kind of larged and ballooned. But she's doing okay now. She's happy. She's getting ready to return to American Idol as a judge. She said one condition, she'll return as long as she gets a baby high chair on the set. And also, Katy Perry has been talking openly about her first marriage to comedian Russell Brand. She referred to the marriage as a tornado. And I know that there was a documentary about Katy Perry, and at that time she had just completed the divorce, and she was very emotional. She cried quite a bit in that documentary. She is engaged to actor Orlando Bloom, and they are the proud parents of a little baby named Daisy. So congratulations. My name is Larry London, and you are listening to VOA1.